hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars of dro, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That, don't hold me back, I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you motherfuckers can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with seed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. Ain't nothing changed with me. I'm still stuck in the kitchen.
Hey everyone, welcome to the first daily episode, the daytime episode of the Wake Up Call. We did premiere last night. This was our original scheduled time slot, so I know a lot of people missed the show last night. So we are kind of going to go over some of the things that we did last night. This will be the only time we rehash a show like this. Normally every show you will get fresh content. Being that it is the first show, we do want to, basically I want to introduce myself to you guys, and tell you why I'm here, how it came to be that I'm here, and what, you know, what I hope to accomplish, and some of the things we're going to be talking about. You know, before we get started, let me just tell you who I am. My name's Brian Stavely. I'm from Massachusetts. I'm 34 years old, and you could say I woke up only about a year ago. It's really only been about 11 months to me, so it's been kind of like a pretty fast roller coaster ride this last these last 10, 11 months, just basically relearning my whole life, relearning history, relearning science, relearning, I think the only thing that we might have actually learned that's honest is maybe mathematics. I think that's the only thing I don't have to relearn. Everything else seems to be a complete farce. Now, the way I came about this is, you could say I was one of those people that always had an open mind, but I never looked into any conspiracies or anything like that. Now, if somebody would have sat me down and broke something down to me and explained something reasonably, I would have absolutely taken a look a long time ago. But nobody had ever done that. And about a year ago, I was just watching some World Trade Center movies on Netflix, and I saw a movie called World Trade Center with Nicolas Cage. It's about the firemen. They get trapped under the rubble. And after seeing that, you know, it's a pretty sad thing. It's a pretty emotional thing to see something like that. And I wanted to look for more. I wanted to learn more about 9/11. And this was before I knew anything about, you know, Bin Laden not being responsible or anything like that. So what I did is I searched 9/11 in the little search bar that they had, and this movie called Loose Change, an American Coup came up. Now, a lot of you know about Loose Change, I'm sure. So Loose Change, for the people that don't know about it, is it's a documentary about September 11th that shows the other side of things. In hindsight now, there is a lot of – I have a lot of issues with that movie and some disinformation that's in it. But it was a good tool in at least breaking me out of that first mental box, that first mental box that they have you stuck in. And when you just take everything they say as gospel. And – well, things couldn't be farther from reality, okay? Now, the reason why I'm here is I can't just sit on information like this, you know? I can't just hold information like this in and not be waking people up. Pretty much the last 10, 11 months, besides my researching, I mean, all my free time is spent trying to wake people up. And I mean, I sit these people down, I have them come over, tell them I have some things I want to show them. And I'll show them some movies, and I'll show them some clips. And, you know, if you sit them down and really, really give them a good shot like that, you know, you can really work wonders. I mean, I've got a lot of people to come around. And doing it in person is a lot different than doing it on the internet and on Facebook and trying to send people a video clip. You know, they're just ignoring them if they don't want to watch them. You have to sit these people down and talk with them and reason with them. And you have to be able to, you know, to kind of gauge their reaction and get a feel for it. It's not an easy thing to do. You'll be called a lot of names along the way. You know, I get called un-American, unpatriotic, and, you know, it couldn't be further from the truth. Anybody that knows me knows that I am patriotic, that I am American. What I'm doing is not un-American. It's not unpatriotic. What the other people on the station are doing is a noble thing. It's a patriotic thing. This is what everybody should be doing. And I feel the reason that more people aren't doing it is only because they don't know. It's not because they're not good people and they wouldn't speak up. It's just because these people don't know. They don't know what's going on around them in the world. They don't know how badly they're being lied to about everything. Speaking of being lied to, one of the things I wanted to focus on here in our first episode, it's a very, very dire situation in this country. And honestly, in the last 7 or 8 months, I mean, it's really picked up. But genetically modified food is what I'd like to talk about right now. Now, most of you know what it is. Some of you do not know what it is. I didn't know really what it was that much until, you know, not too long ago when I started studying up on it. Genetically modified food, people, is unnatural food that's like scientifically made by splicing two genes together. So you're basically putting mutations in your body, okay? Now, why do they need to do this? I mean, what's wrong with the food we've been eating for 3,000 years or however long we've been here? What's wrong with the natural food of the earth? There's nothing wrong with it. And as a matter of fact, what's wrong is this stuff has almost no nutritional value, okay? And the health side effects are serious. You know, you're not gonna see it on the news or in the paper. They're not gonna talk about it. So you have to really, if you want to keep your family healthy and you want to stay healthy, you have to be willing to do a little bit of research. I know everybody doesn't have the time to sit in front of the computer for, you know, 6-7 hours a day, but can you take one of your TV shows off? Can you just take 30 minutes a day? Can you start with 30 minutes, maybe move up to an hour? 30 minutes a day of you researching some serious health issues would absolutely do wonders for your family. Now, about the genetically modified food, in most cases, okay, this food is actually made resistant to antibiotics. And that's what you're putting in your body. You're putting in food that's resistant to antibiotics. What's that going to do to you when you get sick? This is the food. This is the fuel of your body. This is your lifeblood. Okay? Now, as far as the food being safe, the food has never been tested safe. As a matter of fact, every time the genetically modified food has been tested, there have been very, very, very negative results. They have tried many, many different ways to mask these results, you know, to play with the percentages, things like that. So you don't really see what's going on. But what's going on is they will be testing genetically modified food on smaller mammals, okay, to see what the effects would be on their organs, on their reproductive system, everything else. And what they did is they had two groups of gerbils in a lab, okay? And they separated them into two groups, and one group got genetically modified potatoes. The other group did not get genetically modified. They were natural potatoes, organic potatoes. Now, after just a few generations, the genetically modified potato gerbils, they were showing a lot of signs of illness. They had severe tissue damage, organ damage, and then after five generations, come the sixth generation, that was it. They couldn't produce anymore. Now, this is not an accidental result. This is what they're striving for with this stuff. This is what they're trying to do. The food is being genetically engineered to make you sterile. It's their own form of population control. It's like, could it be a more genius plan? Think about it. They try to come to your house to, say, sterilize you or something. I mean, you're going to go kicking and screaming. The media might even cover that. Imagine that. Well, that's the last thing they want. That is the last thing they want. So if these people are smart enough to be in control of over 90% of the whole food supply, and it's not as hard as you think. You think because the food's in the grocery store, it's in the variety store, it's at the fast food place. But at the top of the pyramid, it almost all comes from just a few places. There's really just a few, like, big-time meat distribution plants in this country. There's not a whole lot of them like you think there are. I think there might be something like six of them or something. There's really not that many. So for them to control the whole food supply, it's not as hard as you think. It's really not. And what they're doing, the practices that they use are so unethical, people. What they're doing is they're bullying all the honest non-GMO farmers. Not to say that genetically modified farmers are bad. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, you know, there are a lot of honest organic farmers that know what this food is doing. They do not want to feed it to people, and their hand is being forced in so many ways. And I'm going to tell you about how that the hand is being forced. One way, okay, this is one of the most common ways, is their fields will just get polluted. Somehow, a black bag of seeds will just show up on their farm. And then, before you know it, it's all spread like wildfire. And then everything has to be genetically modified. The stuff is so, like, it's so, like, toxic, okay? They spray it with so much pesticide. What they do is they actually design the food to be resistant to their brand of herbicide pesticide. It's called Roundup. And Roundup causes birth defects all over the world, and a myriad of other health concerns. Now, they make these plants specifically engineered so that they are resistant to Roundup. So what does that mean? Well, what that means is that farmers and, you know, whoever else is tending to the fields, what they're going to do is they're just going to douse everything in Roundup, because what's that going to do? It's going to kill all the weeds and stuff that they don't want, but it's going to leave their genetically modified crop alone, supposedly. Not always a foolproof plan. They've promised a lot of things with these crops, and honestly, a lot of farmers have lost their whole yield, the whole season's worth, because of a new mutation, a new disease that wasn't prevalent among the natural organic crops. But because you're messing with nature here, things like that happen, and farmers are actually losing. And what the Monsanto's promise is, oh, you go with us with the genetically modified crops, you'll have 50% more yield, bada, 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 bada. And that's it's usually not the case. It's just simply not the case. Now, in other countries, a lot of other countries, this food is actually banned. Okay, now that's not everywhere. I mean, a lot of places have it. But there are a lot of countries that have it banned. And most of them that don't have it banned, it's at least labeled. You can go to the grocery store, and you can pick up your food, and you can read the back of the package. And it will tell you that it has genetically modified organisms, or genetically modified seeds, or genetically modified cotton, or genetically modified this. But that doesn't happen in the United States. Now, why doesn't it happen? Well, it's not because the manufacturers are forgetting to put it on, or because in goodwill they won't. In good faith, say I was a pasta manufacturer, and I wanted to put on my spaghetti that we use genetically modified ingredients in the base of our pasta. You know what would happen to me? I would absolutely get fined. I might even get arrested for telling the consumer what's in their food. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the reason that happens is because our governing agencies are so corrupted and so ass backwards on their priorities. The most obvious example of this is the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. The Food and Drug Administration is basically run by Monsanto. Monsanto is the largest genetically modified crop producer, at least in the United States. I think they are in the world. There are definitely some other companies. They're not the only ones doing this. They do seem to be the only name a lot of people throw out there, and I tend to do that myself too. There are other companies like DuPont, and a few others, and the practices of these companies goes all the way back to the Vietnam War. Monsanto brought you Agent Orange, which was basically it's like a turbocharged herbicide. Is basically what it is, and they make Roundup, and you know what else they make, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, and some people on here talked about yesterday. That's aspartame. Aspartame is the fecal matter of the E. coli bacteria. Now, think about that. The E. coli bacteria, known to be pretty deadly, right? Now, the fecal matter, the actual waste of the E. coli bacteria, and do you know what it gets put into and what they call it? That, my friends, is your NutraSweet, your Splenda, your Equal. Your Equal is nothing more than the E. coli bacteria's feces. Yummy! Should think about that again before you go to grab that diet soda.
thinking you're saving your body. You'd be better off drinking the regular one, honestly. Don't want to get too off track here. Back to the Monsanto. Well, the thing with Monsanto is they run the FDA. The FDA, if you look at all the top people in it, I mean, all the right up to the tippity top is all former Monsanto employees. Even one who it's so shady and corrupt that it's such a revolving door that there was a lawyer for Monsanto. I should have prepared and knew his name. I think it's Eric something. There was a lawyer for Monsanto that actually lobbied to get these regulations eased up for them, to get their food pushed out there so they don't have to have it regulated or whatever. And then right after he did this for them, he went and worked. I'm sorry, I have it backwards. He was a lawyer, and then he went and worked for the FDA, and then he went and worked for Monsanto after he gave Monsanto, you know, this great deal where they didn't have to get their food regulated, and then they gave him like a, you know, they made him like vice president basically. Then he ended up going back to the FDA after, I think. And there's a whole bunch of people like that. There's a whole bunch of people where it's like a revolving door there. Now, when I said that they make it illegal to label the genetically modified food, well, not only do they make it illegal, I mean, they actually don't even regulate the stuff. You imagine that? Think about what I told you about the dangers to the reproductive system in your tissues, your skin tissue, and your organs. And now, think about this. The people that regulate Monsanto's genetically modified food is Monsanto. They're in charge of regulating this stuff, their own food. Now, one of the ways you can, the most obvious way to stay healthy and stay away from this stuff is to eat organic. But with the food not being labeled, that's not the easiest thing to do. You basically can't do it in your regular grocery store. I mean, you really, really have to be careful. Really, really, really read the labels. And another thing I want to tell you guys, speaking about the labels, labels can be so deceiving. Do you know that if you read the back of any ingredients, the back of any food product, you read the ingredients, if it says the word spice, just like generic spice, do you know that that can mean any chemical? Any chemical that they want to add to your food, they can just call it spice? How about that, huh? How about that? Now, back to the Monsanto and some of its practices. Now, Monsanto, the company that makes all this food, what they're actually doing, okay, there's actually a tie-in to the whole chemtrails here. Now, for those of you who don't know what chemtrails are, chemtrails is a phenomenon that's happening in our skies, okay? And for many, many years now, I want to say it's probably coming up close to 15 years that this has been going on. I'd say definitely at least 10. Coming up to 15, and it's still being denied. Nobody in the mainstream is admitting it. Nobody in the government will admit it. The people that speaking for them, would say that what they're doing is they're spraying the skies with aluminum bits to reflect the sun's light back to reduce global warming. Now, how asinine does that sound? And for those of you that don't know, global warming is nothing but a money-making, land-grabbing scheme, okay, that a few people colluded on, including one scientist and working under the guise of Maurice Strong. He basically fudged the documents. The whole research that the global warming thing came to be from was actually fudged. These scientists that worked on this had determined that, no, man-made global warming was not the problem. It was not what was warming the planet. And what this guy did was this one scientist in the group was bought off, and he basically deleted things from there and changed things in the summaries of these other scientists to make everybody think that, yes, man-made global warming is the problem. And that's how the whole thing got the snowball going. And even 2 years ago, when the whole Climategate thing came and it got blown and exposed, man, I still bump into people all the time that have no idea. I mean, come on. I hear commercials on the radio. I turn on the Red Sox game, and I'll hear a commercial for, you know, global warming, and it's just like, come on. And people buy that up. And pretty soon, people, they're going to be taxing you on carbon dioxide. Now that's what plants breathe. It's what you exhale. It's necessary to the cycle of life on this planet, okay? Now, we have become such a nanny state that we're going to soon be Alright, how about flatulence of pigs and cows? Farmers are actually going to be charged for, okay? But, yeah, I mean, that's just going a bit far. And the whole thing's a scam. The whole thing's a scam. There's a lot of people that actually think the Earth's actually cooling, okay? What else did I want to touch on? Well, let's just finish up with Monsanto. Now, the farmers that are trying to fight this, okay? There are a lot of farmers standing out against this. In this country, I won't even talk about what's happened in India first. We're going to talk about this country. Do you know that the FDA and the USDA, what they have done is they have passed a bill called the Food Safety Act, okay, which is nothing more than legislation to basically give them permission to go and take people's farms and shut people's farms down. They're going around. What's basically happened is they don't want you having fresh, wholesome food. As crazy as that sounds, they have a plan. They're going to ruin all this food, okay? And they don't want you having access to the good food. So what do? Well, there's farmers out there that are selling, like, raw milk, raw cheese, and nobody's getting sick, okay? Remember that. These are farms that haven't gotten anybody sick, and the USDA will just come in and shut them down. Just come right in and shut them down. And they're doing that because they're trying to scare them. They're trying to put them out of business. They're trying to scare all their competition. They want to make the whole food industry, they want to control it from the seed to the dinner plate. They want to control every step of the way from the time it's planted in the ground to the time it goes to wherever they process it and package it to the time it gets to the grocery store and the time you actually buy it and put it on your dinner plate. They want to control the whole process, okay? Now, the farmers that take a stand against this, God bless them. I mean, these people really need to be recognized. They have a hard, hard uphill battle against them. What's going on in this country right now is really, to the farmers, it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace what they're doing to the farming industry. What I started to tell you, there was a tie into chemtrails, and I got a little bit off, okay? What chemtrails are sprayed out of the back of airplanes, okay, and they're chemicals. They spray metals and salts, like barium salt, aluminum, other things that have been tested and found that those are the two most prevalent things, it seems to be. Very, very toxic to your health. You cannot be breathing in aluminum every day, people, okay? Now, how do you know when this chemtrail is going on? Well, it's pretty easy. Sometimes you look up in the sky, right, and, you used to see jets go by, right, when you were a little kid, and they would leave those little streaks, and the streaks would kind of follow the jet a little bit. They'd be pretty long in the sky, but as the jet would move, the streak would kind of follow behind them. Well, these things, right, these things actually stay up there, and they spread out. They almost look like clouds sometimes, okay? I mean, they really do. But sometimes they just look like big stripes in the sky. And if they do it really bad, I mean, it'll look like a tic-tac-toe board up in your sky sometimes. I mean, there's no way planes are going to fly crisscrossing like that. And if those are real contrails, they dissipate after a few minutes. So for those contrails to be crisscrossing each other, that means the planes came within, went in those paths within a few minutes of each other, too. It's absurd to even think that. Now, there's a lot of reasons people think they're doing this, okay? Now, obviously, me being in the mindset of knowing what they're doing to our food, obviously, I know that they're doing this, and I know it's not for a good cause, and I know one of the major reasons would be to adversely affect our health, okay? But there is another agenda, a very, very strong agenda that's not talked about that much, so I wanted to bring it up here. And if anybody wants to learn about chemtrails, okay, this is how I learned about it. You know, much better than going around watching clips and, on YouTube, stuff like that. You got to see a movie called What in the World Are They Spraying? Okay? It's a great movie. And it really breaks down the whole process, how it happens. They show you some really good examples. I think they're out in Hawaii. And the vegetation is just absolutely devastated by this stuff. And when you measure it, like you measure like the rainwater or whatever. And, say there's supposed to be like 5 parts per million. They're coming up with like 250,000 pots of aluminum per million. That's like 25% of what the people breathing in there, aluminum. And they wonder why people are getting sick, okay? You can't breathe that stuff in. Now, the other agenda that they have is they are ruining the organic farmers. They're ruining their crops. They are. Now, as a farmer, you could stand out there with a shotgun all day fighting people off your land that try and come and contaminate your field. And you better believe stuff like that is going on. There are people, and we'll get into that, there are actually Blackwater agents working for Monsanto. participated in these types of practices. Maybe not flying the airplanes. There's different companies that do that, like Evergreen Airlines, which has been exposed, a few others. I actually heard, I don't know how much truth there is to this now. I haven't had time to look into it yet, but I did hear from somebody that they're starting to outfit some of the commercial airliners with these aerosol sprays, and the pilots are blissfully unaware of it, and they run remotely off the ground. And I don't know how true that is. At this point, it is being done. It doesn't really matter, but I mean, that would mean they are stepping it up. Definitely something I'm going to look into. Now, what's happening is, see, the farmers, if you come to their farm and try and ruin their crops, try and come with genetically modified seeds and pollute it, right? Well, you know, they can stand out there with a shotgun all day. What are they going to do about an airplane that's flying overhead? What, are they going to put a dome over their farm? No. Obviously, they can't do that. It's acres and acres and acres. There's really nothing they can do. And they get their hand forced to deal with the devil. And the way it happens is the planes will come by, they'll spray their aluminum and barium salts, the aluminum will actually kill the crops, and then a few months after all the crops are dead, you get a knock at the door. Hello, sir. Yes, Monsanto here. We noticed you had low crop yields last year. We offer this genetically modified soybean, and it's resistant to aluminum, sir. Wouldn't that be great? You would have a whole crop here right now. And at that point, what does the farmer do? There's only so long you can hold out. He's not farming because it's a hobby. It's a way of life. His family's probably been farming for hundreds and hundreds of years. That's how they make their money. So if they don't have any crops to sell, what are they going to do? I mean, I almost feel if I was a farmer, I'd have to be forced to deal with the devil. You got to feed everybody. You got to feed your family, folks. That's the type of stuff they do. They'll fly over with planes, and they will actually drop this stuff on your field and ruin all your food just so they can get their agenda across and get the genetically modified food everywhere. Now, we needed to do something about this 5-10 years ago. The thing now is it's so prevalent. Over 90% of all our crop, the corn, the canola, and three major crops, 90% or more are genetically modified now, okay? So all this corn and everything has almost no nutritional value. It's dangerous to be eating it. And they want it to be 100%. They want the whole country to be eating genetically modified food. And they're really getting scarily close to their goal here. And they're doing it on a worldwide basis. Now, we're going to talk about, you know, some other countries for a minute, like India. In India, it's so bad. The situation over there is so bad. And the promised yields by Monsanto are just untrue. And they are actually getting less crops than when they did it naturally, okay? And they're having all sorts of different mutations pop up on these crops. Like, you know, you'll get like an ear of corn with another ear sticking out the side or something. You know what I mean? Like, really, mutations. They're getting mutations on their crops. And 250,000, think about that number. That's a quarter of a million. Just in India, 250,000 farmers have killed themselves because of this. They've committed suicide. A lot of them, what they've done, right, is they have they've actually killed themselves with Roundup. They'll drink it until they die, like to prove a point, okay? That sounds like a pretty terrible way to die to me, but, you know, they're trying to get the message out. You people really, you know, it's not just you know, the most important thing should be you want to, you know, keep your family healthy and you healthy as far as the food goes. But the other thing is you don't want to put money in these people's pockets. The more and more they get money from us, I mean, the more and more they're never going to go away. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Now, these are the same people that brought you Agent Orange. These are the same people that brought you aspartame. They brought you PCBs, which are like, I think that's like different types of plastics and stuff. And there's a whole town. I think it's in Missouri, okay? There's a whole town where Monsanto has been putting waste, and this whole town has, like, the people there look like they've been through a nuclear issue, like a nuclear bomb went off there, and all types of birth defects are being brought forth generations later. And this is all from Monsanto just polluting there. This is an evil, evil company. We cannot let these people be in charge of our food anymore. So what you need to do, people, right? And I've done this myself, okay? So I'm not just preaching here. And I have slacked off a little bit lately. But you really got to try and eat some organic food. I mean, you really got to try and switch your whole diet. It's really the only healthy way to go. I mean, it's easy to brush this off and say, oh, that's not really what's going on. But really, would you please look into it a little bit? Write this down, people, okay? What in the The World According to Monsanto. I want you guys to check that movie out. The World According to Monsanto. It's easy to find. It's on YouTube. It's free. You can find the whole video right there. And they'll talk about everything I just talked about, including including some more of the issues of what it actually does to your body. Now, when I told you about the test with the gerbils, and they weren't able to reproduce on the sixth generation, that wasn't just one test. That's happened many times. And in every test, that is the common result. The reproductive systems do not work anymore. That is not an accident, people. This is part of their plan for global population reduction. I'm not saying they're actually poisoning the food and you're going to keel over and die from it, but they are scientifically engineering it to make it very difficult for you to have babies. They are. That's a fact. That's what they're doing, okay? Now, the best thing you can do is go to Whole Foods or another, Trader Joe's or someplace like that. Even when you're there, folks, listen, you got to be careful. Now, the first time I went there, I wasn't so aware of it. It was a good thing I had a friend with me. Even when you go there, you got to read the label because they have a lot of regular groceries in there. You'd be surprised. And when something's natural, they say natural. It doesn't always mean organic, okay? You would think it would, but it doesn't. So just make sure. Okay, just make sure, people. And I'm going to tell you something. I was pleasantly surprised because I thought this would mean I'm eating like diet food. You know what I mean? Like when I go to my dad's house and he has low calorie this, low calorie that. It's not like that at all. Actually, the food actually tastes much better. Think of it as eating gourmet food, really. Like the fruits, I get blueberries and strawberries. Oh, it's so good. The sandwich meat's a lot. It is a lot more money there, but I don't buy too much sandwich meat. Generally, things are like 25 to 30% higher. They are. But it's so much better for you. You really will enjoy the taste. Even simple things, like the first time I had nachos from there with, some of the cheese that they had. It just tasted so good. You really gotta check it out. You really gotta check it out. I'm gonna get off this. I'm gonna get off the food thing now. I've already took up half the show on this. On this show, we're gonna talk about what a lot of people would call a lot of conspiracies. I don't talk about things that I can't prove or that I don't think there's a mound of evidence weighing in the side that I'm trying to present. I don't just take a rumor and throw it out there. I'm real careful about that. The reason being, okay, in this business that we're in here, all it takes is one false story by you to get your whole thing discredited. And that shouldn't be like that because, Jesus, I'm covering like 100 different stories in a month. If I get 99 right and one of them wrong, should I really be discredited on everything? Or is that just human error sometimes? It can be. But the way people will look at it is this guy doesn't know his crap. What about when you talked about this and you talked about that and you were wrong? So you got to be careful before you present things. Now, I'm going to tell you something here that's an absolute fact that I don't think a lot of people talk about. Now, everybody obviously knows that 9/11 is the key to a lot of this stuff, okay? 9/11 is the key because, it's the event that basically jump-started everything into high gear as far as the wars in the Middle East and us losing our civil liberties. Obviously, it's been going on for years. I mean, they even killed the president in the 60s, okay? It's been going on for a long time. But in the last 10 years, I mean, it's really, really accelerated. But because of 9/11, I feel that people don't ever mention the first World Trade Center attack in 1993. Now, the reason I want to mention this one is because there is actually undeniable, hardcore proof of this, okay? And it's much more proof than anybody's been able to present so far on September 11th. Now, the reason this is just as important is because the FBI actually built the bomb, the detonator, and the plot, okay, for the bomb that went off in the parking garage at the World Trade Center in 1993. They actually built that sucker, okay? Now, the way this happened is an Egyptian army officer named Ahmad Salem was an informant for the FBI, and the FBI wanted him to gather up these radicals and give them the plot, and they were going to go bomb the World Trade Center. But before they did it, the FBI was supposed to storm in and arrest them. It was supposed to be a sting operation. Well, Ahmad Salem okay? He did not want to kill anybody, okay? His days of killing people were long gone. He did not want to do that anymore. So what happened is the FBI ended up giving him a real detonator. He got nervous, you know? Like I said, he didn't want to kill anybody. They gave him a real detonator, and he's wondering why. Okay, maybe they just need to pass that off as a real detonator, and then they're going to arrest him, right? Then they come forward, and they give him a real bomb, okay? They gave this guy a real bomb to give to these radicals to bomb the World Trade Center. The FBI built it, okay? So now he's really paranoid. He thinks they're setting him up. He's going to be the next Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah, he's going to be their patsy. He's going to be the fall guy, right? Well, he's a little smarter than that. As a matter of fact, he actually seems to be a lot smarter than the FBI was. And you know what he does? Now, he is in direct contact with a man named John Intezev, who's the head of the FBI in New York. Well, what he does is he starts recording his phone calls with the FBI. So when the FBI calls him and they're actually directing him, okay, he's got it all on tape. Now, these calls are out there on YouTube. I actually put the call up. I didn't have it ready last night. We went over some of this stuff last night. The only reason I did that is because it was the first show. I'm never going to just redo a show for the night people or for the day people from what I did on the previous show. I won't do that. They'll always be fresh, except for this show. Being the opening show, I had some stuff I wanted to get out there to make sure both audiences got it. Last night, I put that up. I set up a page on my website to go along with this radio show. So as I want to show you things, we're kind of interactive here. So if you go to therealnewsonline.com right now, that's therealnewsonline.com, okay, you'll see a page. It's like the last page listed on there. It's called Stuff to Show Informed Listeners. Now, I put this phone call up there. You'll see it. It's at the top right. And I want you to listen to it after. What that phone call is John Intezev talking to Ahmad Salem, and he's actually telling him what a great job he's doing, talking about how they built him the bomb that went off in the World Trade Center, how maybe he could kidnap a federal judge. They even talk about how they're going to pay his salary, and he's on a salary of $1 million, and he's actually on the phone with these guys trying to squeeze them for more money, and they're telling him, oh, you need more receipts, this and that, and we fear we're giving you a fair pay. Yes, all this stuff, all this amazingly incriminating stuff is all on these phone calls, and there's a few of them. After you listen to that one, you can go and find more. There's more phone calls. He recorded a bunch of them. But the one I put up is particularly incriminating. And this isn't an FBI field agent where they could say, oh, you know, people got to him and we got rid of him and that type. No, this is the head. This is the head of New York FBI. Okay? No. I would think that the head of FBI in New York is a pretty high up there agent, wouldn't you? I would. Now, he's on the phone directing this man, telling him what a good job he's doing. Maybe you could kidnap a federal judge and your FBI informant built the bomb that went off in the World Trade Center. Unbelievable. And then when you never hear them say it on the news. I think they might have said it once way back in the day, but they never talk about it. Ever. Just think about that. Okay? Before you don't even need to dig into 9/11 or these other things yet. Just think about this and what that goes to prove. It proves the FBI once again came up with a terror plot and once again built the bomb and once again tried to be the heroes, except this time they let some people die. Yes, people died that day. A lot of people don't remember because there was a small number of people that died. I actually find it disrespectful that I don't know the number and I'm talking about it, but I think it's six. I think six people died that day and like 1,000 got injured, okay? Those are six lives. Those are real people, okay? Yeah, that's on the FBI's hands. And I think everybody needs to know that because the people that think 9/11 isn't an inside job, well, what if they knew the FBI in 1993 was an inside job? I mean, what if they heard these tapes? Now, this is a good tool, people. This is one of the things that I would use to wake people up. I just want you to maybe bookmark the page or something if you can, because we're going to use this page a lot to show you interactive things. I was talking about the Japan earthquake last night, and before the Japan earthquake, there was a very, very strange flash in the sky, this big, big blue flash, and I originally maybe thought it could have been HAARP. You know, a lot of people speculate that maybe HAARP was used to create those earthquakes. Now, I think anybody that ever let that idea be entertained in their head, you got to check out that video. It's right next to the video I just told you about on that webpage at therealnewsonline.com, Stuff for Informed Listeners. Click the link. And you'll see the video right there. There's a video right there. It's only like a 30-second video. Check it out. You guys tell me what you think about it. I left a comment box there. You guys can comment. I just want to say our phone system isn't quite ready yet. We are going to be taking calls on the show on a regular basis. I thought it was supposed to be up today. I'm assuming it's going to be up tomorrow. If you guys do use Skype in the meantime, you can dial in with Skype. You can call in right with Skype. So we apologize for the phones not being ready, but we did just launch the station on Saturday. What's Brian, that truth? You can say something?
Sorry to jump in again.
Go ahead.
I just reactivated the account, and I was about to try to call in, see if the number's working.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Let's try a call.
Also, that also meant a bunch of clicks and blips over your show. I dreadfully apologize for that.
All right. Let's just try it real quick then, okay?
Okay, coming up.
Guys, we're going to test out the phone system here. We apologize. I want to be able to take your calls, so just bear with us a minute. If it doesn't happen within the first minute or two, we'll just get right back to it. Well, I'm still on the air, right? I'll just talk while you're getting it ready. If you guys hear a beep or anything, cut in. We apologize. That's the phone system.
It's working.
It's working?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give out the number? I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to write it down as you say it.
Yeah, 772-905-3018.
Okay, and that'll go right to you when they call in?
Right. And as a matter of fact, when you started your show, I noticed that with Skype unmuted on the station, that's what causes that echo sometimes. And you're not echoing, so I can leave it unmuted, and we should hear a little blip, blip if somebody calls.
Okay, excellent. Okay, guys, the phones are up. Excellent. Anybody listening out there that wants to call and talk about any of this, you could call 772-905-3018. Or if you have Skype installed on your computer in your browser, you can just click the Skype button on our website, or you can dial in from your Skype. Okay, now back to the 1993 thing that we were just talking about. I want to finish up on that real quick. I feel if a lot of people knew about 1993 and that the FBI was absolutely responsible, there is no doubt. You can never tell me otherwise. I mean, the video is there, folks. Just listen to the video, okay? Listen to the phone call yourself. You will hear the head of the FBI, New York, directing this. I'm getting a lot of static truth. Thanks. Okay. Now, people, think about freedom. Now, I was brought up in this country, you know, as most of you were. The thing with the freedom is we take it for granted. We're all guilty of it. I do it, you do it, you know, everybody does it. Everybody just assumes that we're the United States of America, freedom of this, freedom of that. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not what everybody thinks it is. The freedom of speech, especially, freedom of assembly, those civil liberties are being aggressively attacked all the time. They want to gain control of the internet. They want to put a kill switch on the internet, okay? That's one of the many things. They actually have whole new framework in place for the internet, you know, called, they don't have a better name for it yet, they're just calling it Internet 2 for now. But basically what it is everybody is going to need a government ID to log into the internet. You're not going to be able to just go on anonymously. So what that means is there will be no more anonymous posting on the internet. Everything you write will be able to come back to you. Think about that. That is not freedom of speech, people. And you know what it's for? Well, they say it's for your protection. They want to, you know, spy on terrorists or whatever. Spy on terrorists. Well, really, they're just spying on you. Do you know that they have the ability, and I'm sure most of you do, but they have the ability to listen in the legality now, to listen to every phone call in the United States that they want, go through any email they want. They actually want to put government filters built, like, into your server. If you have if you have like a website with over like 100 people, they want to actually be able to monitor everything on it, okay? And I mean, when is enough enough? When is enough enough? Now, all they stage all this terrorism. We're going to get into a lot of that, okay? And I know that's kind of a bold statement to just throw out there and not finish it up strong. Just like 1993, they stage a lot of it. And the reason I'm not going to get into it right now is because I want to do a whole thing on 9/11. I only have 20 minutes left, and we absolutely cannot get into this in 20 minutes. I won't even scratch the surface of the stuff I'm going to tell. But what we're going to do, guys, is Thursday, we're going to have a very special show, okay? Thursday, instead of going 11 until noon, We're going to go 11 until 1, and we're going to do a 9/11 special, okay? It's going to be the real truth behind the illusion of 9/11, the real truth. And you definitely, definitely want to tune in for that show, especially if you are a 9/11 researcher, as I am. If you do not have this information yet, okay, you need it. You cannot do a 9/11 investigation without this information now. It's that important. It changes the whole investigation that much. I've done a very, very thorough investigation on this, and I'm going to take 2 hours to talk to you guys about that on Thursday. Jesus. I mean, we don't even have to get into 9/11 to show you some of the blatantly, morally wrong things we're doing in this country. Now, I was telling you about how the freedom of speech, we're losing it. Freedom of assembly. You can just take what's going on in Wall Street, for example, okay? Now, we have this Occupy Wall Street thing going on where basically, you know, thousands and thousands of mostly good-minded Americans are down there, and what they're doing is they're trying to stick up for the basic public, for the general public, for you, for the regular Joe, the regular Jane. What's been going on in this country with banking, and ever since they got rid of Glass-Steagall, the banks are basically regulating themselves, and they've gotten away with so much chicanery. They've basically manipulated our economy into the position that it's in now. And the way they did it in the beginning, they've created so much fiat fake currency in the top. It allowed so many of them to just skim off the top in the beginning. Think of it this way. We'll break it down in simple terms. Think of it like if somebody sold you a house and got a commission on it. Well, then they know you can't pay it, and they could come take your house anyways. Well, that guy still made the commission on it in the beginning, right? Think of it on a bigger scale like that, okay? You know, these are the same people that manipulated us into this corner. So what happens? What happens when the government wants to come in and supposedly fix things? They bail out the so-called too-big-to-fail banks, okay? They do not have the best interests of the people in mind. That's why these people are in Wall Street right now fighting for you, because of things like this, okay? The regular Joe got bankrupt, and Wall Street got bailed out. So, you know, when is enough enough? So we have thousands of people down on Wall Street right now, okay? And they're just trying to make you aware of what's been going on. And they're trying to, while they're down there, you have these Wall Street fat cats actually up on balconies toasting champagne, mocking the protesters. Now, the reason I brought this up with freedom of assembly is you have all these people down there gathering. Now, they've been getting maced. They've been getting, you know, nets thrown over them if they were camping out. I've definitely seen, you know, worse police action. We all have. But what they did on the Brooklyn Bridge was such a sneaky, conniving little move. And what they did is they acted like they were going to march behind the protesters, kind of like escorting them peacefully over the bridge. And what they did is once they got to the middle of the bridge, they blocked them all in, and then they arrested 700 people. 700 people, okay? I hope these cops down there realize that these people are going to come for your pensions next, okay? They're going to come for your pensions next. Well, you're busy rounding us up, okay? Why don't you worry about these people that are absolutely bankrupt in this country? And it's by design, people. This didn't just happen. This whole economy didn't go into a tailspin. They gave out loans. They knew people couldn't pay. They bet each other against that you wouldn't pay it. And then if they lost their bet, the government just came in and bailed them out. It's the biggest farce at all. You know, I'm kind of all over the map today. I want to give you guys a feel of some of the things that I like to talk about, some of the things I have a better opinion on. One of the things I like to talk about with you guys now is media fakery, okay? Now, media fakery is one of the key elements used to deceive the American people now. It used to be putting out false information or propaganda or twisting people's statements around or taking text out of context. What they're actually doing now, guys, listen to this. They're actually staging news. They're actually getting actors and actresses filling in, playing the roles of people. They're actually getting big video screens behind them and just standing in front of it and acting like they're on location. They're taking things like, say, a tsunami, and they're making the waves worse than they are and hyping it up for TV, stuff like that. Now, they do this all the time. Now, what we're going to get into on Thursday has a lot to do with that, okay? Now, I'm not going to spoil the story now, but there's a lot of media fakery that was going on September 11th. And a lot of you know about it. Some of you might not. One of the more common media fakery things that's known would be the second plane. The second plane that hit the South Tower was not a real plane. That was a computer-generated image, okay? Thinking about it now, I'll put some more pics up on the website later for you guys to see. But if you guys just go around, you don't even have to watch a lot on it. Just Google some pictures of it. Google some pictures of that second plane hitting the South Tower. That plane penetrates halfway through the tower before the building even breaks, okay? The myth that all these people saw it is exactly that. It's a myth. There were less than 100 people, and they were all executives and producers for the news media that was in on it. Only one person wasn't, and he turned out to be an actor named Mark Humphreys, okay? And what I'm going to do is the story I'm going to tell you is going to piece together all of this, okay? It's going to piece it all together, and it's all going to make sense. You're going to go back, if you're a 9/11 researcher, okay? Listen to me. After you get this information off me, some of you already have it, but it's a small percent. It's got to be less than 10% of the 9/11 researchers. Once you guys have this information, you really are going to be like, oh my God. And you're going to go back, and what you're going to do is you're going to go through all your unanswered questions of September 11th, and you're going to put this one answer next to all of them, the solution, the answer that I'm going to give you of what really happened. And you're going to put it next to all these questions, and you're going to say, oh my God, that all makes sense now. It all makes sense now. But that'll be Thursday, so that's enough about that for now. Make sure you tune back in Thursday, 11 to 1 for that. Make sure you tune in tonight. Now, I have two shows. Originally, it was just going to be this show, Tuesday and Thursday, 11 a.m. to noon, okay? I actually have another show now I'm going to be on in the prime time with 10 p.m., okay? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Sometimes I'll be filling in on Friday, too. Definitely every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and that is at 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. We'll do a different show every time. We're not going to do like we did today, rehashing some of the same content. Like I said, I only did that because it's the first episode. I knew that some people actually didn't hear me last night because I wasn't supposed to be on that slot, and my own fault, I didn't record it last night to show everybody, to put up on the podcast for everybody to listen to after. So we kind of redid the show so we could have a new opening show for everybody in the morning, because there was no way you guys were going to be able to hear the open unless you listened last night. What else did I want to touch on? The genetically modified food. Okay, I pretty much wrapped up with that. But if you want to learn more about the genetically modified food, what you can do is that site that I gave you, therealnewsonline.com, there's actually a page called Health News that I set up. This is my website. I made this from scratch. This is my baby, okay? I didn't have anybody work on this. This is all me. So all the content that's up there, I put it up there. There's actually a flyer that I made on the health page about GMOs, okay? Now, me and one of my friends printed these out, and we're going to pass them out. We have been passing them out individually to people as we see them. We are going to get down to a grocery store sometime soon, hopefully maybe this weekend, and we get a whole stack of them. If we get a few hundred of them, we're going to pass them out everywhere. And what it is, guys, is it's just a one-page flyer, okay? It's printed out on both sides. You don't want to make it too long. And it goes over a lot of things I talked about you with. It's got some great facts. I highlighted some of the key words, some of the words that people might not know are actually listed in a glossary. I put a glossary underneath the flyer. And anybody, if you click on it and you want to print it up and pass it out, share it on the internet, whatever you want to do, please, please feel free to do that. And on that page, I put some great videos. I really did. There's some short clips there about some foods you absolutely want to avoid, some toxic foods that are in your grocery store that you probably have no idea are absolutely terrible for you. You have no idea what's in them. That video is up there. That Monsanto video I told you to look for, The World According to Monsanto, that documentary is up there. There's another one called The Genetic Conspiracy. That's only about a 30-minute video, even though it's in three parts. They're only about 9-10 minutes each. Check that out when you can, too. It's not quite as good as the other one, but it's definitely some good information, a supplement on top of it. That one right there goes to show you how much they fudge the paperwork on this stuff and the testing, and how much they actually lie and manipulate the test to get the test results that they want. There's a lot of chicanery going on like that. Let's see. There's one thing I'm forgetting here when it comes to the genetically modified food. One thing I forgot to mention about the genetically modified food, and this is probably the most important part. Okay? The genetically modified food, okay, is, wow, I forgot where I was going for a second. Let's go in the other direction. The genetically modified food, they know it's a danger, okay? So people like Bill Gates and, you know, Bill Gates and Rockefeller and, you know, some other fat cats like that, they have actually built a seed vault in the Arctic, built into an ice cap, okay, into a big iceberg or whatever. They actually have a seed vault with thousands of the world's natural seeds, you know, in case something catastrophic happens. Oh, just in case. Now, here's what I wanted to tell you. I'm glad I remembered before we got off the air here. Tell me how ridiculous this is. Monsanto, right, actually patents the food. They have actually been given the right to patent all their food. So if you're a farm, right, I can't believe I forgot this. This is why so many of these Indian farmers have killed themselves also. If your farm gets contaminated with the genetically modified crop, okay, that means all they have to do is test your crop, and if it comes back with a genetically modified gene in it, which is patented, they actually slap you with a lawsuit. Imagine that. So not only are your crops ruined, you get slapped with a lawsuit from Monsanto for patent infringement, copyright infringement, or whatever it's called. Imagine that. And these farmers aren't even planting it, okay? They'll go and show they have receipts. And believe me, Monsanto sends lawyers and Blackwater agents to your house. You're getting the receipts, okay? You show them receipts to everything, and you know, and any seeds of theirs that you might have had, you bought, and or you don't have their seeds at all. These are the seeds you have. Look, here's the receipts. It doesn't matter. You're going to lose in court. The whole court system is in on this. As a matter of fact, you know Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice? Ah, yes. Remember him? He was involved in the sex scandal or something back when? I was a little kid back then. Jeez, I don't really remember too much about it, but I do remember that. He was actually Monsanto lawyer, and he's a buddy of theirs, and they got their case to go to the Supreme Court. He's the one that granted them permission in the first place to stop patenting food, okay? Now, think about the danger of this. I want you to think about something that people don't often mention. Patenting the food is one thing, okay? You know, what they've done is designed this food, though. Once it's in your soil, it ruins the soil for the other crops, okay? Now, they make it with what's called the Terminator seed technology. Now, farmers for thousands and thousands of years, what do you do with food? You take the seeds off of it and you replant it, right? Well, with this stuff, you can't do that. The seeds actually come out sterile, okay? The seeds from the plants come out sterile. Now, what happens if Monsanto decides to pull the plug on your country or pull the plug on your region for 3 months and not give you any seeds? What do? You don't have any that work. They're sterile. Your soil's ruined now. You can't go plant the other stuff. I don't know how long it'll take, how much you got to till the soil up. It could take years, seasons. I don't know. I'm not a gardener. I'm not going to pretend to know that. But I know for the time being it's ruined. They could potentially just starve people. Now, they wouldn't do that, would they? They wouldn't do that. I mean, that's all they have to do is pull the plug. That's how in control of our food supply these people are. And we need to get away from that. And, you know, like I told you, the FDA is run by Monsanto employees. It's not just the FDA. It's not just Monsanto with the FDA. FDA, okay, the FDA wants you sick. As crazy as that sounds, the Food and Drug Administration is more like the Drug Administration, and they want to administer you drugs, and they want to keep you sick. They want you keeping buying prescriptions from Big Pharma. They do not want you having natural food. Okay, now, when you were growing up, do you remember hearing about, you know, all these wacky people, they think they can cure this and cure that, and, you know, you need Western medicine, blah, blah. People, take the blinders off for a minute. There are natural cures for almost every disease known to man, every illness. And we're talking about stuff you can usually find in your grocery store or, you know, out in the garden outside. I mean, basic foods and herbs that do wonders, and the FDA does not want you to know about it. Do you know that there was a brand of walnuts? I think it might have been diamond walnuts. Could be mistaken. They actually put on the back of their thing that it was good for your heart, because it's true. The walnuts actually prevent heart attacks, okay? They can prevent heart attacks. Look into it. It's not a lie. Okay? They could prevent heart attacks. And the FDA made them take it off there. And if they didn't, they were going to get fined and they were going to get labeled an adulterated product as if, you know, they had access to it. Feedback. Sorry about that, guys. It's a problem with the studio. Yeah, the FDA, they want you to stay with Big Pharma. They want you going to their cancer treatment centers. They don't want you having natural cures. Imagine that. They want you spending the thousands of dollars in all these treatment centers. Of course they do. That's their main goal. We're pretty much up against the clock here tonight, guys. Today, excuse me. We are, wow, this time just goes by so fast with an hour. I didn't even get into Anwar Al-Awlaki. I didn't really get into the, I did get into the Wall Street a little bit. Tonight, we're going to get into the Anwar Al-Awlaki a little bit. He was just recently killed, or supposedly killed. Who knows if that's even true. He was so-called number three in Al-Qaeda. He was a so-called mastermind of 9/11, yet after 9/11, 5 months after, he was secretly dining with the Secretary of the Army at our Pentagon. That's right. The headquarters of our military, which was attacked on 9/11, which he was blamed for, he was secretly dining there. And we're going to talk about all that tonight and how much they use him to try and hype up the terror fear they have. And he's connected to all these plots, the Fort Hood shooter, the underwear bomber, all of it. And it's all fake. It's all staged, okay? We'll talk about that more tonight. Please tune in tonight at 10 p.m. for the wake-up call with me, Brian Stavely. Thank you. That was a great first show. Please, please look into these issues. That's all I can say. Use the links I gave you. Look at the websites I gave you. Watch some of those documentaries. And I hope you guys tune in tonight. That's all. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. Ain't nothing changed with Zeke. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well, couple court cases from jail, couple 404 shells from hell, stuck on this mission, go home, my girl fussing him, won't you change your life, I'm thinking, won't I change my wife, ignorant, pampered, like the rap shit, it's just another hustle, another way for to touch you, now they know the face of beans, now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream, I feel sorry for those who did, y'all can't stop the war, whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke in a rock velour, you know what block I'm on, Glock and palm, you wanna get shot, karate chop, you'll stand this on, every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth, y'all know what I'm bringing to you, I bring the truth. Just know who I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. Be the truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. Black Friday management and rocks the label, and I still hit you with shots that's fatal. Yeah. That best can't save you. I had a dot look. Open you up from chest to navel. See my face on cable and have flashbacks of that cold table in them. I gave you. I'm that that'll come and pour salt in your wound at the hospital by the cop guard in your room. You got to see what I've seen, look where I've looked, touch what I've reached, to take what I took. You got to go where I've gone, walk where I've walked, to get where I'm at, to speak what I talk. You got to lay where I've laid, stay where I've stayed, play where I played, to make what I made. You got to move what I move, use what I use, use tools how I use fools how I use. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. The truth.